USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more of America is reopening now from the first wave of the pandemic. That's how many experts see it, warning of a second wave coming before the year is over. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says America is ready for that second wave, even though the trade and manufacturing policy director admitted on Fox News last evening the first wave of the virus did catch the country by surprise. President Trump says he's looking at a number of good proposals for police reform following George Floyd's death, and the president says that does not include some liberal proposals, which he says would make people less safe.
There won't be defunding. There won't be a dismantling of our police.
A man's now facing arson charges in connection with a fire that damaged a Minneapolis police station during George Floyd protests. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Army is considering changing the names of its bases that have Confederate leaders' names. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy making the announcement yesterday, saying that he's open to bipartisan discussion on the topic. There are 10 bases currently named for Confederate leaders that would need to be renamed under such a plan. Meanwhile, a judge in Richmond, Virginia, is barring the removal of the Robert E. Lee statue for 10 days. A decision yesterday coming after Governor Ralph Northam ordered the large statue on Monument Avenue to be taken down as soon as possible. And crews were on hand yesterday inspecting the 12-ton monument, which has been at the center of protests in Richmond, especially since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A descendant of an original donor for the statue requested the injunction that was granted yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is making it clear that as the presumed Democratic presidential nominee, he does not believe that police should be defunded. Instead, Biden is coming out in support of funding community policing programs aimed at improving relations between police and communities. A World Health Organization official says it might be very rare for asymptomatic people to transmit coronavirus to one another. However, the Harvard Global Health Initiative is expressing skepticism about the organization's claim, saying asymptomatic transmission could account for 40 to 60% of infections. There are reports that President Trump wants to get back to campaign rallies by later this month. The president hasn't hosted one since March when the coronavirus put large events on hold. He's been pushing to get back in front of his supporters as he falls behind Joe Biden in a number of recent polls. Tropical Depression Cristobal will spread wind, rain, and flooding from the south to the Midwest through the rest of this week. Forecasters expect the storm to dump heavy rains over the Mississippi Valley with 30-mile-an-hour winds today and tonight. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.